What if I told you the key to your financial success came down to one simple question? Can you save money? Too simple? Maybe. But simple and easy are two very different things. Saving money is simple, and it can be really, really, really hard. In fact, it's never been easy. My grandfather, his name was John Brown, he was born on a small farm in South Dakota during the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl. Rough sledding right there, buddy. When he turned 18, he was drafted into the Army and fought in World War II. He returned home, he used the GI Bill, started a business. There's a small movie theater in Platt, South Dakota. The stories are amazing. And then Uncle Sam came calling again. He got recalled into the Army, fought in the Korean War. He had to walk away and close his business and serve the country again. When he finally came home again, he went to work for a large life insurance company where he'd go on to have a highly successful 30-year career. Pretty cool. And when I was starting my career as a financial advisor 25 years ago, he gave me a piece of advice that I had never forgotten. He said, "I could tell you if you're going to be financially successful or not with one simple question. Can you save money?" 25 years later, I think he was right. Think about it. If you can save money, you can accumulate money. If you can accumulate money, you can invest money. If you can invest money, you can own things. You can buy stocks. You can buy bonds. You can buy real estate. You can start businesses. You can acquire assets. And those assets can grow and produce income and compound. But before any of that can happen, there has to be something left over. And that is where wealth building begins. Not with some hot stock. Not with crypto. Not with some super secret tax strategy, not with finding the perfect investment. It starts with creating a gap between what comes in and what goes out. Can you save money? Because if you can't, it doesn't matter how much you know about investing. There's nothing to invest. And that's why I think this question is so profound. It sounds like a question about money, but it's actually a question about behavior and maybe even identity. Saving is preferencing the future. Saving money requires that you do something human beings are not good at. It requires you to preference the future over the present. You've got money today, and there are things you want today. There's a nicer car, a better vacation, a bigger house, dinner out, concert tickets. Amazon will happily deliver anything your heart desires to your front door within an hour. The present is constantly screaming, spend it. But your future whispers, save some for me. Wealth builders, learn to listen to that whisper because, God willing, there's one day going to be an older version of you someday. A 50-year-old you. Can you imagine? A 60-year-old you. A 70-year-old you. And that person is going to inherit the consequences of the decisions that you're making right now. Some of today's money, some of your money right now belongs to that person. The future deserves your presence. Not all of today's money belongs to the future. I'm not advocating for asceticism or misery. I'm not suggesting that you never go on vacation, you never buy anything nice, or spend the rest of your life eating beans in a dark room, because life is happening right now too. But you just can't consume everything today and simultaneously build tomorrow. That's not how it works. Wealth building requires sacrifice. It requires investment. It requires delayed gratification, and that's never been a really fun thing. But as you know, two things can be true at the same time. So whenever we start talking about saving money, we need to acknowledge reality. That housing is insanely expensive in a lot of places. Food costs too much. Healthcare costs too much. A lot of us are carrying around enormous student loan balances. Credit card interest rates can be brutal. Childcare turns into another mortgage. These things are very real. And pretending they are not is not useful. But here's the other side of the conversation. We also do plenty of dumb shit to ourselves. And both of these things can be true. External forces can make life harder. And we can make our own lives harder too. We can finance cars we can't afford, buy houses that stretch us too far, carry credit card balances for stuff we barely remember buying, can upgrade everything, subscribe to everything, eat out constantly, impulse buy things because we're bored, stressed, tired, or trying to impress people. We can acknowledge the external forces without surrendering our agency to them. Because the moment I decide everything is outside of my control, I'm screwed. Maybe I can't control housing prices. Maybe I can't control inflation or interest rates, but I can control something. And that's where we begin. We have to shift from being a consumer to being a builder. And I think that one of the most important shifts that you can make is to start seeing yourself as something other than a consumer. Start seeing yourself as a wealth builder. Because that person, a wealth builder, behaves differently. They don't ask, can I afford the payment? They ask, does this help me build the life that I want? They don't wait until they're wealthy to start building wealth. They start building wealth so they can become wealthy. And that's a really important distinction. You don't become a wealth builder when your net worth hits $1 million. There's no minimum income requirement. There's no secret club or handshake. You become one when you decide, this is who I am now. I'm someone who builds. And then you begin taking the actions consistent with that identity. Here's a really simple, practical way to start. Open an account separate from your everyday checking account and start calling it your wealth building account. Not a savings account, not your emergency fund, not your vacation fund, your wealth building account. Every time money comes into your life, some portion of it goes there. Maybe it's 25 bucks, 100 bucks, maybe it's 1,000. The amount matters, but initially the behavior matters even more. We got to pay ourselves first, because before lifestyle gets its hands on our money, before Amazon stakes its claim, before restaurants get theirs, before everybody else makes their claim to your money, your future gets a claim. It's best to automate it. Money comes in, wealth building money goes out. And then something interesting starts happening. You begin accumulating money. And maybe it's for the first time in your life. And you look at the account and think, holy shit, I'm actually doing it. And this is where saving money becomes much more than just saving money. Because success leaves clues, creates evidence. Evidence creates confidence, and confidence creates momentum, and momentum makes persistence easier. And persistence builds grit. You begin with $100, then $500, then $1,000, then $5,000. Eventually, you're investing consistently, your investments are growing, your money begins producing money, and your identity starts catching up with your behavior. I'm a wealth builder. That's a virtuous cycle. Action creates results. Results create confidence. Confidence creates more action. More action creates better results. And around and around and around we go. Which is, of course, the opposite of what happens when you're stuck living paycheck to paycheck. I've been there. Money comes in, money goes out. Something unexpected happens. It goes on the credit card. Next paycheck comes in. We pay the credit card bill. Something else happens. Back on the credit card. The vicious cycle goes around and around and around. So the goal, it's not simply to have a few bucks. The goal is to break the vicious cycle and replace it with a virtuous one. And there's one more part of this that I think matters a great deal. You've got to believe you can do it. Not in some magical manifestation kind of way. I'm talking about developing belief in your own capability. You need to believe, I can save money. And then I can invest money. And then I can build wealth. And eventually, I'm a wealth builder. Maybe you don't believe it yet. That's fine. Start small. Small enough that you can prove it to yourself. Save $10. Then do it again. Save $25. Then do it again. Keep the promises you make to yourself, because every time you keep that promise, you're casting a vote for the person that you are becoming. and you're giving yourself that great reputation to live up to. And eventually, you're not trying to save money anymore. You're someone who saves money. You're not trying to invest. You're an investor. You're not hoping to build wealth someday. You're a wealth builder. You don't have to do it alone. And if you don't know the first step or the next step, that's okay. Get help. There are plenty of people around you that can help you start taking these beneficial actions. If you want to connect with somebody who understands the frameworks that I talk about, who understands that we start with what's most important to you, we determine what must be done in service of that, and then we figure out how to actually execute and do it, you can connect with one of our advisors who are part of our Meaningful Advisor program framework. You can hit the little, whatever it is, the link in the notes, or you can just find me on the internet. I'm easy to find, same as everybody else. But it's all there. Personal finance doesn't need to be complicated, but it does need to be intentional. 25 years ago, my grandfather gave me that question. And after two wars, building a business, raising a family, and spending 30 years in financial services, he reduced financial success down to this. Can you save money? And now 25 years into my career, I don't think I can improve much on that. Because saving proves you can live on less than you make. Saving gives you capital. Capital gives you choices. Capital allows you to invest. Investing creates ownership. Ownership creates freedom. Freedom gives you the ability to build things that matter. So if you're wondering where to start, don't worry about becoming rich. Don't worry about the perfect investment. Don't worry about figuring out the next 30 days. Answer the question, can you save money? And if the answer today is no, your job is to turn that into a yes. Open the account. Put something into it. Do it again next paycheck and again. Build momentum, build confidence, build capacity, build wealth, become a wealth builder because the future deserves and demands preference. And someday, God willing, that older version of you is going to be incredibly grateful that the current version of you decided to finally get started. That's the key. Finally, friendly reminder. There's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So act accordingly.